Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. Thank you for joining us. I'm Pharmacist Ben, our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, you have a health challenge you need help with, or you have questions or comments about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to Jenny Potter at the bottom of the hour. Her book, Self-Sabotage No More. Jenny is a health coach, healing coach. She's a speaker, public speaker, as well as an author and an expert at helping people identify and remove hidden emotional blocks that can cause self-sabotage. Jenny Potter, at the bottom of the hour, your calls. Next segment, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got all the longevity products up, as well as a Join the Team link that you can use. If you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, we can help you build your business. We can teach you about nutrition. We can teach you about personal development. We can teach you about entrepreneurship and sales, and being an entrepreneur is an it's my favorite way to live, my favorite way to make money. I haven't had a J-O-B since I got fired from Kmart many years ago as a young pharmacist. And I said, there's no way I'm going to let somebody else be in charge of my paycheck. And I started my entrepreneurial journey. And I'll admit it, it's not for everybody. You got to be a warrior if you're going to be an entrepreneur. But it sure is an exciting, fun, challenging, and very rewarding way to live. It can be a very rewarding way to live, and the longevity business opportunity is an iconic entrepreneurial opportunity. If that sounds intriguing to you, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, 844-236-6010 is our call-in number, and Jenny Potter coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about self-sabotage. Self-Sabotage No More is her book, her website, Jenny Potter, J-E-N-N-I-E-P-O-T-T-R, jennypotter.com. Continuing on with the 2 points, the two dots of disease, as somebody called them, the horizontal plane of disease. I know, it's not as cool as the triangle of disease, but I thought the 3 points would be simple. I thought just 3 points could reduce all chronic degenerative disease symptoms to a manageable approach. But just to super simplify, let's get rid of that tip of the triangle, the adrenal thyroid complex, and let's just focus on the two bottom points, the digestive system and the blood sugar system. I talked to a gal today. this is in the way of demonstrating how little we really understand our bodies and how little we understand digestive symptomology. So I talked to a gal today. She is a smart gal, nice gal. She says she has a bunch of health problems. She sent an email, and I'll give you the highlights here of the email. She's 56 years old. In her 30s, she developed anorexia and purging. She started cutting. I struggle with major depressive disorders, several suicide attempts. I am one of the least healthy people I know. I rarely drink water, I rarely eat healthy food or exercise or take supplements. I am overweight. Even on medication, I typically maintain high blood pressure. I recently had a Cologuard test, which came back positive. I have purple bruising on the backside of my left thigh. It fluctuates from a deep dull purple to a brighter purple. I'm prone to periodic swelling. On three occasions in the last six months, I've noticed bright red patches around my ankles. They're tender to the touch. And on a fairly consistent basis, I will sneeze. And I take several medications. She takes seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight medications. So she takes a medication for acid reflux. She takes a medication for herpes, genital herpes, for depression, for high blood pressure, for restless leg syndrome. Another one for high blood pressure. So three for high blood pressure and two for restless leg syndrome. Eight medications, right? So, she's had a gastric sleeve and a tummy tuck. And a rotator cuff surgery. So I said to her, look, there's primary health challenges and there's secondary health challenges. And I'm talking about this gal, but I want everybody to understand this who's dealing with lots of health challenges or has somebody they're taking care of who's dealing with lots of health challenges. Or people just want to, you guys just want to understand how this whole thing's done. So I told her there's primary health challenges and there's secondary health challenges. The primary health challenges lead to the secondary health challenges. And you cannot deal with the secondary health challenges until you deal with the primary health challenges. And that's where the metaphor of fruit and root come in. You got the root and you got the fruit. If you got rotten fruit, you got bad roots. That's the premise. That's the first principle. If the roots are rotten or the leaves are rotten, the foliage is rotten, it's a root problem and a soil problem. You can't address the foliage without addressing the soil and the root. This is the principle. What is the root? It's the 2 points, or three, we'll say 2 points, of bodily breakdown, digestion and blood sugar. So when somebody is broken down this severely, clearly they've got a digestive and blood sugar issue. Starting with the digestive system, it always, 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 always starts with the digestive system, specifically the intestine. But of course, the intestine is dependent on the health of the stomach, the health of the pancreas, and the liver, and the gallbladder. So we focus on the intestine, however, and this involves leaky gut and things getting into the bloodstream. Chronic disease always follows. Chronic disease follows leaky gut, which in turn follows SIBO and digestive distress. Always. Not 99%. 100% of the time. People, please understand this because it simplifies everything and it takes our health challenges from the world of medicine to the world of logic. We feel like we're not doctors, we're not scientists, we don't understand the body, so we can't do this. No, that's not true. That's disempowering. That takes our power as individuals, our authority as individuals, and puts it in the hands of the medical model. And it's not because doctors are bad people or dumb people or evil people. It's because the model is not equipped to handle lifestyle diseases. Lifestyle diseases are lifestyle. They're us. Health challenges are not medical unless they're trauma. Now, when you have a trauma, you get into a car accident, a rock hits you on the head, you break a bone, whatever it is, that's when you see a doctor. Not for your diabetes. If you're going to a doctor for your diabetes, your dysglycemia, your digestive distress, you've drank the Kool-Aid. You've been injected by a mind virus. And they don't ever help. It's clear they don't help. Why? We have more doctors and more drugs and more devices and more medical interventions than ever before. And we have the most diabetes and the most obesity and the most metabolic syndrome and the most dysglycemia than any other culture in the history of mankind. Clearly, it doesn't work. So I said to her, okay, I'm going to tell you something. I haven't even met you. I've just talked to you on the phone. I'm going to tell you something that you may know or you may not know, but this is a very important cause of your disease, and that is that you have had digestive distress for a long time. How do I know? Because you can't have this kind of symptomology without it. So you know what she says to me? She says, no, I don't have any digestive problems. My digestion's fine. Yet she's on acid reflux medicine, and she's had gastric sleeve,
put in, and she has eating disorders. And she has a full hysterectomy on top of that. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this. 844-236-6010 is our number.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Jenny Potter at the bottom of the hour, her book, Self-Sabotage No More. Jenny's an expert in helping people identify and remove hidden emotional blocks that lead to self-sabotage. Bottom of the hour, we'll speak with Jenny and take your calls. If we have calls, to segment 844-236-6010. So talk to this gal. She says, I don't have any digestive health issues. Well, immediately I knew that's not true because I just looked at her report, her email with all the medications and all of her health challenges. And people, let me tell you, you can't have a list of health challenges without it starting off with SIBO and leaky gut and toxicity entering into the bloodstream. So I know that's the case, but we don't know our digestive problems. We don't recognize them. We don't identify them. This gal's on heartburn medicine. So clearly she knows she has heartburn, but she hasn't made the connection. It doesn't sound like it's a digestive health issue. This is not to make her wrong or to make her bad or to make her dumb. It's just that we don't know. We don't recognize our symptoms as being digestive, and sometimes we don't even know we have them if we've had them our whole life. But you want to go as a matter of first principle. That is, you want to assume digestive health issues and work forward from there. So I told her, which I tell everybody, do a food diary. Write down everything you eat, and then write down your symptoms, whether they're digestive or skin or neurological, whatever it is. I talked to you yesterday about, told you yesterday about this guy who I've been helping with Parkinson's disease. Same deal. You can't have Parkinson's disease without a digestive health problem. Parkinson's disease is an intestinal issue, people. It's dysbiosis and leaky gut and SIBO. Same thing happened to this gentleman. He couldn't believe what he found out, and you're not going to believe what you'll find out if you're dealing with a health challenge or many health challenges, and you start charting your foods in a food diary. And it always helps to fast first. So I told her, come back in 2 weeks. And by the way, when you talk to your patient about a food diary and digestive health issues and tell them to come back in a week or 2 weeks to tell you what they found out, they become vested in their health processes. And that's very important. We want to be our own health authorities. Nobody cares about our bodies as much as we do. Nobody cares about our health as much as we do. Nobody wants us to be strong and vital and have increased longevity as much as we do. And when you do a food diary or have your patient or client do a food diary, it vests them in their health process. So that's in by the that's just in the way of showing you how this is done and also showing you the kind of disconnect that we have when it comes to the relationship between what we're doing, what our lifestyle choices are, and our chronic health misery. Speaking of foods, I just got this email from the Wall Street Journal. They send me articles every once in a while. California fast food chains are now serving sticker shock. Oh my God, burritos and burgers are getting more expensive. Chick-fil-A, their prices are up 10%. Starbucks, up almost 10%. Shake Shack, whatever the heck that is, 8%. Chipotle's, 8%. Taco Bell, 4%. Listen, they should make the prices go up 100%, 200%, because you know what? Nobody should ever be eating that stuff. Nobody should ever be eating Chick-fil-A. Nobody. There's zero health benefits to Chick-fil-A, and in a healthy culture, there won't be a Chick-fil-A. In a healthy culture, there wouldn't be a Taco Bell. In a healthy culture, there wouldn't be a McDonald's or a Shake Shack or a Jack in the Box. In a healthy culture, we wouldn't be eating this way. This is from the Wall Street Journal. This came out just today. All right, so I distilled down some steps that you can take if you want to work on these first two points of the triangle of disease or the plane of disease or the dots of disease, whatever you want to call it. Number one, eat less food. Every time we eat, we divert our precious nutritional resources towards the digestive process. This is why we feel tired, most of the time anyway, after we eat food. Now, if you're eating a salad, you're not going to feel tired. But if you're eating a food that requires a lot of processing, particularly a food that is in a box or that's an ultra-processed food, which make up now almost 70% of our calories, precious resources are dedicated to processing and digesting that food. So eat less food. Eat nutrient-dense. That is, eat foods that have nutrient density. By the way, when I say eat less food, one of the best ways to eat less food is to notice when you're full. Usually, no matter how hungry you are, it only takes 3 or 4 bites before you're full and you're satisfied. After that 3 or 4 bites, the remainder of the food becomes work. It becomes a nutritional drain on the body. So eating less food can be, you can expedite step one, eating less food by noticing when you're sated, when you're full, when you have satiety, when you're satisfied. Eat nutrient-dense foods like eggs and organ meats and soups and stews. These are nutrient-dense foods. Smoothies, nutrient-dense. And I'm not talking about a fruit smoothie either. I'm talking about a protein smoothie made with protein powder and egg and maybe some almond milk. Fasting. When you fast, you clean out your body. Your body cleans, the intestine cleans out. That's why people have great bowel movements after they fast. And you're activating that migrating motor complex, pushing food through the digestive tract. And then also, when we eat, our cells clean themselves out through a process called autophagy. It's like a self-cleaning dishwasher. When you run your dishwasher without dishes in it, it cleans itself. When you run your digestive system without food in it, it cleans itself. Mostly veggies. Eat mostly veggies. Probably 30 to 40% of our calories should come from veggies. Now, some people have a problem with veggies, so you got to make sure that you're not reacting to the lectins or the defensive compounds in veggies, and there are those things, and you got to be careful with that. Sometimes cooking or steaming can help eliminate some of the lectins. Sometimes not. So you just got to kind of pay attention. But most of our calories should come from veggies. Pulverize your foods when possible. Pulverization in a Vitamix or blender of some kind makes the food easier to digest. In essence, it pre-digests the food. Mm-hmm. Veggie juices are awesome. Again, assuming that you can tolerate the veggies. And sometimes you can't. But whatever you can tolerate, if you're putting it in a veggie juice, not only, and that is when you're making a veggie juice, not with a juicer, because you need the fiber. You can eat more veggies, and it makes it easier in the digestive system. And then speaking of veggies, if possible, use fermented veggies. They'll contribute bacteria, they'll contribute enzymes, and of course they'll contribute fiber, fiber and veggies as well. Now if you have SIBO, you got to be a little bit careful of fermented veggies. Just pay attention. So eating less food, eating nutrient-dense, fasting, mostly veggies, pulverize when possible, and go with fermented veggies and pay attention to your symptoms. If you have SIBO and you have gas or bloating or any discomfort, then you got to correct that before you can indulge too much in fermented veggies. And then, of course, using digestive nutritional supplements. This is where Youngevity really excels. They've got incredibly valuable and relatively inexpensive nutritional supplements, including the ultimate enzymes, which, by the way, are not only important for digestion, which they're marketed for, they also are blood cleansers. When taken on an empty stomach, proteases, that is digestive enzymes, have a blood cleansing effect. If you're dealing with toxicity from the jab or any vaccinations, if you're dealing with long COVID or any kind of blood toxicity, using your ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach can have a detoxifying blood cleaning effect. And then, of course, probiotics are important, the nightly essence, which also have an enzyme in them called natokinase. And then your I-26 is helpful for SIBO. Apple cider vinegar can be helpful. Betaine HCL, bile salts. There's wonderful nutritional supplements that you can get from Youngevity or anywhere else. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will have a conversation with Jenny Potter about her book, Self-Sabotage No More. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. At least one death in Oklahoma is being blamed on the severe weather that's ripping through the state. As a cleanup continues on Sunday in Hughes County, at least one person died in the town of Holdenville where at least 14 homes were either damaged or destroyed by possible tornadoes. Search and rescue operations are underway in several counties in Oklahoma with heavy damage reported. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia amid the ongoing war in Gaza. An Israeli foreign ministry official says Blinken will then visit Israel on Tuesday as talks continue for a potential ceasefire and hostage release deal. This as the White House says protests on university campuses across the country against the Israel-Hamas war must be peaceful, and they condemn the anti-Semitic language and threats of violence seen at some of the demonstrations. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. If you're interested in purchasing longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase longevity products by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. It's an ideal win-win business opportunity. It's a great opportunity if you're an entrepreneur or if you just want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. Call 866-735-2470 for info or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, prevention of post-surgical or post-traumatic scarring, for acne, for eczema, psoriasis, or for plain old dry skin or aging skin. What I discovered is when you help heal the skin, you beautify the skin, because healing is beauty, and health is beauty, and healthy skin is beautiful skin, and that's what Truth treatments are all about. Truth Skin Health products are just that. They're health products for your skin, topical nutritional supplements featuring super high concentrations of fat-soluble vitamin C, retinol, vitamins K and D and E and fullerenes, and of course, plant-derived ionic liquid fulvic minerals. All our True Skin Health products can be found at truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest this evening, Jenny Potter, author of the book Self-Sabotage No More. Jenny's an expert at helping people identify and remove hidden emotional blocks that hold them back from living their best lives. Her website is jennypotter.com, J-E-N-N-I-E-P-O-T-T-E-R. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Jenny Potter. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
It's going great. Nice to chat with you. I am fascinated with the subject of self-sabotage. And what I'm mostly fascinated about is how it goes under the radar, how we don't realize that we are our own worst enemies. So tell us a little bit about how you see self-sabotage. Then I want to talk about some of your methods for helping release some of that, especially focusing on how unprocessed emotions lead to this phenomena of self-sabotage.
For sure. Thanks, Ben. Super excited to be on the show. Thanks for having me. Self-sabotage is definitely something that everybody deals with on some level in some way. That's a guarantee. And, you know, sometimes it can really be obvious, where people do things that are very obviously self-sabotaging. And I could speak to, like, my youth, where I made poor choices or drank too much or hung out with people who were obviously not good for me, things like that. But also, self-sabotage can look like the little things, hitting the snooze button and being late every day and starting your day feeling anxious and everything kind of running from there, or choices with food, choices with, you know, for, I always use the example, it's so simple, but I know I feel better when I go for a walk every day. There was a time in my life that even though I knew I felt better when I went for a walk, I didn't go for that walk. And so why do we do that? Why do we, even though we know that things feel good or good for us, or when we do certain things, it doesn't feel good, we don't do the thing. So, you know, why do we do the thing or not do the thing? And that's, I got fascinated about this subject and noticed that, you know, I work with clients who are in, a lot of them entrepreneurs in the network marketing industry, a lot of leaders, and you know, we would come up with, like, hey, you know, here's three things you can do every day to build your business or to feel better. And, you know, a week or two would pass and they would say, you know what, I just didn't do the three things. And it's not that we don't know what to do. It's just that we don't do it. And why?
So is there something, yeah. Is there like a hidden desire to fail? Or a hidden desire to prove that you're not good enough? I mean, what does the self-sabotage mechanism look like?
Yeah, so it's less a hidden desire to fail and more a hidden desire to survive. So we're kind of designed, I don't remember who said it. It is a quote where someone said that we're like Velcro to negative things and Teflon to positive. And yeah. And so, you know, we remember the negative stuff. Like, for example, if you ate a handful of poison berries and got really sick, you would for the rest of your life see unknown berries and feel a little bit nauseous. That's an example of the survival technique working. Where it doesn't work for us is, let's just say in high school, you ran for, I don't know, a student council or something, and you lost, but you really thought you were going to win, and you're really crushed that you don't win. And so your subconscious remembers, ooh, when we set a goal and run for it,
we fail.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Let's not do that again. Yeah.
Got it. Are they always are they always related to childhood, or can you develop these dysfunctional strategies, these non-resourceful strategies later on in life?
I would say you could develop them anytime, but more often than not, we do develop quite a few of them. And there's a few different ways that this happens, but we do develop most of them, I would say, before the age of 12 or sooner.
Are they hidden? Are they unknown? Always? I know usually, a lot of times they are, but are they always unknown?
I mean, sometimes we know.
The self-sabotage part. I mean, are they always hidden, or do we actually know we're self-sabotaging? Or can we actually know?
Oh, no. We know we're self-sabotaging. It's like when you make a decision, like, I don't know if you've ever made the decision, but I could speak to myself, like, where I'm like, okay, I'm going to lose weight. And then, like, I'll literally go and eat a liter of ice cream right after I make that decision. You know, I've done that before. I'm sure everyone can relate on some level. Like, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna eat better. I'm just gonna order a pizza. And so, like, why do we do that? And we know we're doing it. I would say quite often we do. Some of this stuff is like automatic. We've just kind of moved into a loop, or what I call autopilot. Certain things that aren't good for us every single day, but we still do them.
Now, you talk about triggers. What do you mean by triggers, hidden triggers? What exactly do you mean by hidden triggers or triggers behind self-sabotage?
Yeah, so I mean, I could speak to a few different things. Some of us have false beliefs about who we are, or what we're worthy of, or what is possible for someone like ourselves. And many of us learn as we grow up from our parents, from the bully in the schoolyard, from our teachers, from the next door neighbor, from our siblings, where we are in the sibling order. All of that stuff helps kind of program the autopilot. It helps program, you know, who we are, or what we believe is. Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you. We got to take a commercial break. Hang on to that thought, and then we come back. I want to talk about the book, and I want to talk about your alarm method for defeating self-sabotage. Jenny Potter is with us. Her website, jennypotter.com. The book, Self-Sabotage No More. More with Jenny Potter on the Bright Side right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy.
It's
Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bright Side. We're talking to Jenny Potter. Her book, Self Sabotage No More. Her website, jennypotter.com. JennyPotter.com. So, Jenny, before we went to break, you were talking a little bit about this idea of hidden triggers. If you could just finish that up real quick, and then I want to get into what you call your alarm method.
For sure. So, the hidden triggers are false beliefs, or what I call sabotage beliefs, and the cool one is emotions. So, I mean, cool as in something that we're all aware of, but not really fully aware of what emotions actually are. And so a major trigger often for people when they set new goals or decide to make a change is these underlying emotions, which can trigger behavior, trigger responses. This is kind of like when you're sitting at the table with your family and your mom says something and you get super triggered and your friend's there with you and they think your mom's funny. You know, we have these like emotional triggers around our own things that we haven't quite processed yet. So many of us, the average adult, holds around 250 unprocessed emotions.
Oh, wow.
And some of us a lot more, some of us less. And those emotions, if you can imagine, it's almost like a vibration, or it is a vibration that's caught in our body. And there's just a really simple method to release that. There's lots of methods and lots of modalities that release emotions, but I created a really simple method for people to identify the emotion that's being triggered around whatever it is that they're wanting to do or the change that they're wanting to make so that they can identify it and release it themselves.
Okay, so that's the alarm method. Before we get to that, let me just ask you this. If you are not where you want in life, but you're trying and you're trying and you're trying, but you're just not where you want to be, should you assume that there's some kind of hidden, unprocessed emotion underneath one of those 250 emotions that you're talking about?
Well, I don't know if you should assume, but I have never met anyone that doesn't have emotions around a goal that they can't seem to move towards, or, for example, just something as simple as procrastination, or if you're always saying tomorrow, but tomorrow never comes, or you know that you'll build a powerful business if you talk to three people a day, but you don't talk to three people a day. If you know the tangible next step and you're not doing it, there's probably an emotion or a limiting belief that's causing that block.
All right, so the famous alarm method. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the alarm method, it's an acronym, and I use alarm as the acronym because I say that when we trigger these emotions, it's a little bit like when you burn toast in the kitchen and the smoke detector goes off. You don't just go running out of the house. You check, oh, it's just toast, and you reset the alarm. But what most of us do when we get triggered is we just go running
out
of the house. And so, or procrastinate or whatever the behavior
avoid.
Is.
Somehow avoid.
Yeah, exactly. And so the alarm method starts with A, and A is for simply for awareness. So I'll use procrastination as an example. You're procrastinating about something, just noticing, what am I feeling right now? When some people procrastinate, they might feel shame, but others might feel anger or fear or worry, anxiety. It's different for everyone depending on what it's triggering. And so awareness is the first step, the A. And then the L in alarm is for location. And what I mean by that is, where are you actually feeling that emotion in your body? So if you've identified anxiety, where are you feeling it? And most people will know where they feel anxiety, whether that's in your stomach or your chest. Just for some people, it's harder than others, Ben. But if you just close your eyes for a moment and just notice in your body where you're feeling that emotion, you'll notice that that's how you know you're anxious. Is that there's a burning in your stomach or a fluttering in your chest. Yeah.
Isn't there a limited amount? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but isn't there a limited amount of locations? Like you never feel in your big toe or you never feel in your elbow, right? It's always one of three places or four places, like your throat or maybe your head or your chest or your stomach. So it's a limited amount of places, right?
Yeah, so knees, stomach, chest, throat, head, shoulders, back.
Or knees.
Like kind of the main, areas. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So people say they feel in their knees if they have some kind of unprocessed emotion.
Sure, like if your knees have ever gone weak.
Weak in the knees, like, yes.
Yeah, that could be just, that's a natural response to fear. What we're talking about is fear that you felt when you were 3 years old, that you weren't in an appropriate environment or no one taught you how to deal with. And so you held on to that vibration of fear and like repressed it, pushed it down or didn't deal with it.
Wow.
And so then years later, something else triggers that same old fear and it pops up again.
Or so developmentally, you couldn't process if you're a little, 1 year old or 2 year old, and you had some trauma, you couldn't process it. It's just sitting there probably, right?
Exactly. So most of us have some unprocessed emotion. It doesn't have to be traumatic, but lots of us had some kind of trauma. And when we're younger, depending on our nature, trauma can look different to different children. You know, someone shouting that's never been in if a child has never been in a violent environment and they witness one piece of violence, that could be extremely traumatic. So it just, it's all dependent. And then how we're taught about our feelings. You know, I grew up with, you wipe that look off your face, young lady. You know, I always had to have a smile on my face and no pouting, no grumpy.
Wow.
Right.
You couldn't show your emotions.
Yeah.
You had to keep your emotions
exactly.
in probably. All right. So A, the third letter.
Yeah. So the second A, so awareness, location, and now ask yourself the question, when have I felt this before? Now, usually with this question, you'll have a memory just pop right up. And if it doesn't, it's okay. Just go to the next step. It's not a big deal. There's no pressure here. It's just if you remember like, oh, I felt like this when my colleague when I got a promotion and my colleague didn't. You know, so you're running for a new rank or new opportunity or new promotion or new job, and you feel this feeling in your stomach, and you ask yourself that question, like, when have I felt this before? And this memory pops up of 10 years ago when you got promoted and your colleague didn't, and she was upset. Okay, like, can be that simple.
Why A? Why are you calling it A?
Oh, ask the question.
I'm sorry. Okay, ask the question.
Yeah.
Okay, R?
Yeah. Yeah, and then R is we're going to release the emotion, and you can do that one of two ways. The simplest way is to, again, go back to that location and just relax that whole area of your body. Mm. I also use a movement which I call unpacking, where you can just shoulder to wrist, like you're wiping cobwebs off. You can do that movement a few times as well. Both of those work. We're going to welcome the emotion. We're going to welcome the feeling, which is going to, for a moment, intensify and then be gone. And then the M is for mantra, and that is you're going to just repeat something that you do want to feel. So I feel motivated, or I feel confident, or I feel calm, I feel at peace. And
just
so
by affirming just it, just by saying it and affirming it?
Yeah, yeah.
How come, just for curiosity's sake, there's no visualization in here?
I mean, in my book, I include lots of different, there's visualizations, there's, you know, all kinds of stuff. This is just a really simple method that you can do in the moment if you're irritated in the kitchen making dinner,
okay.
Or you're wanting to reach out to a few people for your business and you feel too nervous to do so. This helps people, like, backstage before they go on stage, if they get really mm-hmm. nervous. You can just release your emotions in the moment, and it's just a simple tool to use.
Awareness, location, ask, when have I felt this before, release, and then mantra. And this doesn't have to be for self-sabotage. It could be for any uncomfortable emotion or anything that you want to get over, right?
That's right.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
The alarm method. Wow. And the book Self-Sabotage No More, the website jennypotter.com. Jenny, thanks for being on The Bright Side. I appreciate it very much. Any last words you want to say? How can people get a hold of you, by the way?
Oh, yeah. jennypotter.com is great. Thank you so much, Ben. It was awesome being on your show. I love what you stand for and what you talk about and how you change people's lives for the better.
Oh, I appreciate that, Jenny. Have a beautiful evening. Thanks for coming on The Bright Side. That was Jenny Potter, the book Self-Sabotage No More, website Jenny Potter, J-E-N-N-I-E Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R, jennypotter.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We will be back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Pharmacist Ben, bye for now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.